I think there was just a general need for renovation of the building, in part because it's 35 years old. So construction started on the facility in 1975. It was actually completed and opened in 1979 after some work stoppages and things. And so, you know, the building's been operating for close to 35 years now with no major upgrades or expansions of any kind. And so just in general, a 35-year-old building, you know, needed some modernization. But more than just that, we were facing some, you know, pretty intense operational hurdles to get through. The main one for us was plumbing. We had this, you know, 30-year-old galvanized piping that was, you know, literally rusting through from the inside out. And so we would get a call from security in the middle of the night, or we'd walk into a room, you know, opening it up for event, and just find that a pipe had, you know, actually rusted a hole through it and had been, you know, spilling water into a room. So ceiling tiles were on the ground and carpets were wet. And then also with our electrical system, you know, a 30-year-old electrical system, we had not had any major operational failures, but we knew that those were potentially on the horizon. And if you remember a few years ago, the state fairgrounds had some major electrical issues, and that actually caused a several-month shutdown of the fair. And so while people may think, well, it's, you know, not that big of a deal, they just shut down for a few months, the issue is that some of those events that had been scheduled for the fair that had to be canceled came to the convention center, but others actually left town completely. And when an event leaves town, you know, we never know if it's going to come back to Springfield. And so, you know, we were very cognizant of the fact that we needed to make sure that our electrical system was, you know, properly working so that we didn't get into a shutdown and potentially lose events and cause, you know, the city some economic harm through those, you know, those people coming to town.
And so these renovations began back in 2011, right?
Yeah, and really, you know, even before that, I mean, you know, we started with a feasibility study that looked at the idea of, you know, if we were going to expand, where would we expand, how much space would we add, and what would the cost be to do that. And ultimately, we came up with a plan that was about $66 million to renovate the current structure and then also add about 100,000 square feet of new space that would have gone south of the convention center on top of Adams Street and into the county building's parking lot. But just dollars and cents wise, it wasn't financially feasible. And so when we realized that we weren't going to be able to come up with those dollars, we scaled back the plan to just focus on the $16 million part of the program, which was renovation of the current structure.
What exactly do these renovations entail, and what's the target date for completion here?
We really are trying to cover all the public areas of the building. So all of our meeting rooms, which are in the lower level of the building, and our banquet rooms down there, they're good functional space. We have 40,000 square feet of main hall space and about 25,000 square feet of lower level space. And it's, you know, a good ratio for a convention center, but the problem was it was just outdated. I mean, when you walked through the hallways, it felt like an outdated junior high school. It was vinyl tile floors and brick and block walls, and, you know, the bathrooms had old tile and broken down toilets, and it just wasn't fitting of a capital city, and certainly not something that we felt we could very strongly pitch to high-end business conventions that we wanted to attract to Springfield. And so that lower level's been completely gutted and renovated, and all the finishes now are what you might expect to see in more of a conference center hotel type finishes, like a Crown Plaza or the President Abraham Lincoln Hotel, which we're attached to, which is very nice. They've also done quite a bit of work. And so that was the main piece. We knew that that was an area that we had to have renovated to be able to attract the types of events that we want to bring to Springfield. And so we've also gone through and tried to think of what things does a meeting planner need when they're putting on their convention. And so we put in new audiovisual systems and drop-down screens and projectors and the Wi-Fi capability, which we offer free to our customers. And so we tried to go through all those things and make sure that we're a one-stop shop. So now when we're trying to pitch ourselves to the high-end event meeting planners, they go, you guys have thought of everything. You know, you've really took my needs into consideration, and we know that this event's going to go smoothly. Also, all the bathrooms in the building have been renovated, and of course, you may have heard we're going to add bathrooms to the main hall. That's a big thing. In the time that I've been there, probably the number one complaint that we get is, you know, why don't you have bathrooms on your main floor? And the answer is, I don't know. That area seats 3,500 people and was built with no bathrooms, and so it was a major shortfall of the facility when it was built 35 years ago, and we're excited now that that's going to be rectified. And then on top of that, we've also done some things that are going to help address revenue generation for the convention center. So we've remodeled concession stands so that they're more customer friendly. We have more points of sale. We can get people through those lines faster. And so it's great from a customer experience standpoint, but also when that happens, it also means that people spend more money when they're at the convention center. And so it helps us from a revenue generation standpoint. And then some of the other things that are happening, we renovated our administrative offices. And then the area around the outside of the convention center, and specifically in between the convention center and the President Abraham Lincoln Hotel and our parking garage, has always just been, you know, kind of grass and overgrown trees. And we've taken all of that out and are going to hardscape back in that area so that we can actually use that as a kind of a summer plaza. It'll be a welcoming entranceway all year round, but we, you know, look forward to being able to host some outdoor events and try to be creative with that space to either attract conventions who are looking for that extra area to do something, or, you know, just specifically for events that might use that plaza.
All right. And then finally, talk a little bit about your future goals for the Prairie Capital Convention Center.
I think we have a lot of future goals, some that are very specific to the convention center and some that are broader for our community. In terms of, you know, the convention center itself, we think that these renovations are going to allow us to go after more and more significant conventions. We have a very full convention calendar right now, but a lot of those conventions are teen conventions. We're a great hall for that, and those are fantastic groups, but when they come into town, it's a very different economic impact from a business convention. The kids are typically sleeping forward to a hotel room. You know, they're eating at some of the cheaper restaurants, and that's great, but it is a different economic impact in terms of spending versus a business convention who comes in and are spending on expense accounts. And so that's one of the things that we think that we can increase. We also know that from a customer service standpoint, we've done the things that are going to allow customers to have a great experience when they're there for a concert or a family show. And so we're going to really focus on trying to do, you know, the best and brightest that we can attract to Springfield, as well as utilizing that outdoor venue for, you know, some summer events, which will, you know, help the convention center's budget, but also the number of events that are coming through town in the summer months. And so going forward specifically for the convention center, I think those are two of our immediate goals. When we look at kind of the broader picture of the convention center, you know, one of the things that we really feel and hope that we can be a catalyst for this city is making sure that Springfield's a vibrant community and that we're able to attract young professionals. And so the ability to help create jobs in the tourism industry, good paying jobs, but also being able to add those quality of life aspects that we think are so important to Springfield's ability to attract and retain young professionals is on the forefront of what we do. And that's part of why we've created this outdoor plaza and want to turn it into something that's not just used sometimes for concerts, but maybe turned into an everyday kind of, you know, outdoor summer a bar and lounge area where gathering place, and something that also we can do some family type events. We may do movie nights on the plaza that are just free events for people to come and enjoy time outside. And so those things all went into this renovation because we really do hope that the convention center will be a catalyst towards what several other community organizations are already working on in terms of creating, you know, long, sustainable economic impact and a vibrant community for young professionals.